This is feedback for Jim Nelms.
Again, just following some of the feedback process, Jim. Let's see. Looking at your passion verbs. Live is a big one, I think. Obviously, I think you're compelled to serve, and I think I'll get to that later. But yeah, call, connect, and live is really, for me, yeah, I can see that. It really does seem to personify you, and that's what you kind of emote, I think, and emit. Yes, just through your walk and everything that you do. It's interesting, some of the themes in the movies and the different things, and the son discovering his true identity, true self, some of the Lion King as well. You know, there's that whole piece, which I can appreciate with your father experience, you know, as well. You can see where that's a piece of your journey, certainly, and it seemed to me, I guess I can jump around a little bit, but some of it, and coming back to Charlottesville, you know what I mean? I don't want to be in Charlottesville when I'm here, and I don't know how you felt about coming back, but I'm sure there's probably mixed, you know, because there's so much history and experience and in that house and the confronting. House, I mean, you're confronting, kind of like the shack, you're confronting, you know what I mean? You're confronting all that stuff, yeah. You know, so just to get ahead a little bit. But yeah, I mean, I see that was a challenge, and you know, and that's why also with the piece, what else that I have about, I see you as a warrior, and as far as your brilliance, patriotism, which I see is just faithfulness, you know, to God, to, you know, it's just that fealty, like I had written on mine, just to what you believe, and that devotion in there, and I had as a rescue warrior, but you know, it's just a warrior. Mm-hmm. And then as far as what's coming against you, that's what I see coming against you in Charlottesville is, and I sense it, I've experienced some of it, and I know you probably have. You know, you confront your history, your old life, your false self was here a lot of time, right? You know, and you can, mine is knocking on the door sometimes, you know, to where you're, I feel like God's brought you here just to pick up things, lay down things was a bigger piece of it, I think. Heal, restore, you know, close these doors, you know, in a lot of ways, especially with that whole experience. But I know it's hard. I respect you for going through it and the manner that you did with your dad, and which speaks back to your call and service, I think. You know, it was interesting, your better, higher self, your glory carried you, right? Mm. Now, which was impressive. Just from an outside perspective, it carried you through that hard process. And you have the honor of saying that you were able to reconcile, you cared for your father, you know, I'm sure.
Even there was a lot of, kicked us out of the house.
Right, you know, exactly, a lot of healing, you know what I mean? And the bigger, you know.
That was
you huge. Were the man, you were the man, right? You were the man.
Yeah,
you know, you were no longer the boy, you were the man, which right. And you got that experience, you know, so I applaud you for all of that and the way you came through. And I think I could see God's hand and, you know, and hard, you know, that's like the gurney stuff, I guess, a little bit, but yeah, hard, but yeah, I respect the way you handled that and dealt with that. What you're compelled to serve and connect, obviously, and that's just what, as I mentioned earlier, what just comes through picture. I mean, that frontier picture, which you had written, frontier. Some of what I hear God saying is he's preparing and repairing this time in Charlottesville. Yeah. You know, kind of you were somewhat in the shop for a tune-up. It's a transition. Time to lay down, the time to pick up, but preparing to launch, I think, which is exciting. I think you sense that in Julie, and you can see that. And I know you're both ready for it, you know, which is exciting. But, I see that just frontier, the mystery, 1,000%, right? It's just getting close to time just to venture back out, which is really exciting for you guys. Another part of your weightiness is your knowledge. It's been a real blessing for me. You're my walking encyclopedia. You're kind of my Sherpa, but you don't know it sometimes. you know. But you said words of knowledge, you know. It's just you think you're making a joke or something, but you're really communicating something to me from God, which is kind of fun. So I'm always, that's why I always, yeah, I'm especially attentive, you know, to what you say. I've come to have an appreciation for non sequiturs, which are just comments not related to anything. Where did that come from? But yeah, I'm always grateful for that coming through you, which happens quite a bit.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I see. And yeah, I applaud you for the way you've pressed through all that has come against your glory and through the different churches and, you know, and rejections and what you experienced with your dad. And, you know, Charlottesville's not a hospitable place for us, I think, you know, and I understand that in you, you know, but yeah, I think you're doing the work and God's doing the work that he wants to accomplish, and I feel like it's going to be an exciting transition to the back into the mystery, which I know you and Julie are both excited and ready for, probably, so.
Mystery of redemptive community.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to.
Yeah.
Okay, Jim. I mean, I've known you for a short period of time, but it seems like I've known you for a long time. So one thing I'd like to say is you're a good friend. You're a good new friend, you know. And one thing that I do see, you know, God is proud of you. He's proud of you seeking after that fellowship with other men. I think he's proud of you entering into that mystery of not knowing, not having clarity as to what he's got for you and Julie. You know, I see that you and Julie are a dynamite team. I mean, you are, with different strengths. You know, but I also see God saying, don't forget, and I don't know, you know, how you would do it, because it's, you know, don't forget, you know, the band of brothers, you know, because I think you connecting with men, you like to joke with men like you were on the lacrosse team,
right,
where you guys are giving each other a hard time, and, you know, and I think that's pretty cool, you know. I think your passion verbs speak a lot about you. You know, I think one of the ways you serve is to encourage. And I think one of the ways you do serve is, you know, to connect. One of your big strengths is that as you're, you know, following God, which I know God's proud of you for that, as a dad, as you're following God, he's downloading these movie images. I mean, I know Tuck's like amazed that we'll be talking about something, all of a sudden you got some image in your head, either a movie image or it's a book you shared with Tuck or with me, or it might be a word of knowledge. You know, so, you know, watching the way you walk with God is very, very cool. It's a mystery. Don't forget that as part of your calling, you like, we didn't do it, but you like adventure, because adventure tells that story. And as part of that story, you like to learn about the cool things that God's done, you know, the beauty, the intricacy, you know, and I think that's just all part of your makeup and your DNA. You know, so you know, it's very, very cool. I don't know if I've covered all this, but one of the things I think I hear God saying is just be patient with the mystery part. I don't know if you're impatient, but, you know, I think he's just saying, wait, see, you know. And you're doing a good job of embracing the mystery and being obedient. You know, that's one of the words I do hear God tell me right now. You know, so as a dad up in heaven, I know he's proud of you. I know you've had to learn and unlearn some things between what an earthly father did and didn't give you. And I know you even shared with me when I first met you, that even as recent as your time out at Eldridge's Ransom Heart, God downloaded 3 or 4 major things that you just needed healing. That you needed healing from.
Yeah.
And another thing too, I want to say is, it's hard to find someone that listens, and you listen to me. I'm like amazed that, and I'm just saying this as a friend, I'm amazed I'll tell you something, and then I'm amazed that you're able to repeat it back to me like the next day or a week later. Because, you know, I wonder if people listen, you know, so I'm saying that's a good skill set or a good thing.
I was a good claims adjuster.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but that's not what you said.
Yeah, your dad taught you to do that.
So you got some incredible gifts. Keep following it. Keep listening to the Holy Spirit. I think you and Julie have something exciting ahead of you. I think you have something exciting that God's going to download to you with the men. I think it's going to have your passion verbs involved with it. You know, so whatever role and assignment God has for you, it's going to involve encouraging people, serving people, really story, mystery. Yeah, it's going to be a fun one that you'll be able to tell a story to your other friends, your kids in Gwinnaha, and whoever else you meet. So thank you, Jim. You're a good friend.
About half of what I wrote were questions.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure why, but I'm going to offer what I wrote.
Okay.
The very first thing that crossed my mind about you, it were these words, abiding trust. I see that in you. I heard that from you. And not specifically, but that's kind of the sum of what I heard from you. You're charismatic in the personal sense. There is a charisma about you, a joy in you. And it's enjoyable. You're generous. You're hardworking. And something else, there's a rhythm to your understanding and experiences. There's a lot that I just, as I was listening and pondering, I see these rhythms in your life. Here come some of those questions.
Okay.
Is your heart truly free? Are you still living under a cloud of performance? How deep did the wounds of the physical abuse from your father penetrate your spirit? Have you dealt with potential vows and agreements you may have made in order to survive that abuse? Those, you may be able to answer those, but those are just questions that have come up for me,
right?
Because they're pieces of the puzzle that I didn't feel I got to explore with you.
Yeah.
In this, I love your passion. I love your sense of adventure and your desire to serve. And I enjoy being with you.
Ditto.
Yeah.
Right, Tuck?
Igualmente.
Ditto.
And then 3 words, walk with God. I hear you listening to him a lot and going where you feel he's leading. But I'm wondering sometimes, do you walk with him?
Mm-hmm.
You're at a crossroads. Doors of opportunity are open and opening. There's decisions about what do you step through. And a question to end with, do you have others processing the decisions with you? Is there a council?
Yeah, this is all pretty in the last month.
Right,
so,
I understand.
I do need to get...
Yeah. So like I said, half of this came across as admonition. I have no idea why.
Yeah.
But I hope you receive this offering and it's worthwhile for you.
Oh, no, it's good.
So.
Yeah, fortunately the wounding questions, those are the ones that came up at boot camp. That, you know, in the quiet times the Lord took me through. And yeah, it's interesting when our fathers pass, how